Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive into another fascinating book?
Absolutely. I'm excited for this one.
Today, we're cracking open Think and Grow Rich, a true classic in the world of self-help. I mean, this book's been around for decades, and it's still as relevant as ever.
It really is. And for good reason. Napoleon Hill, the author, spent years studying some of the most successful people of his time.
Oh, yeah. We're talking titans of industry here. Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, folks who really knew how to make things happen.
And the best part is, Hill distilled their wisdom into principles that anyone can use.
That's what I love about this book. It's like a blueprint for success, a guide to achieving your goals, whatever they may be.
Exactly. So think of this deep dive as your cheat sheet to unlocking those secrets of wealth creation.
All right, I'm all ears. Let's unlock those secrets.
Okay, well, what makes this book so compelling is that it's not just a bunch of generic advice. Andrew Carnegie himself entrusted Hill with a secret formula for building wealth.
A secret formula. Now we're talking.
Now, don't worry. We're not talking about some mystical incantation or get-rich-quick scheme.
Okay, good. Because those never work.
Nope. It's all about cultivating a specific mindset, a way of thinking that sets the stage for success. And as we go through these principles, you'll start to see this secret formula emerge. It's like a puzzle, you know?
I love a good puzzle.
Yeah.
So where do we start? What's the first piece?
Well, Hill kicks off the book with a powerful concept, burning desire. He tells the story about Edwin Barnes, a guy who was absolutely obsessed with working with Thomas Edison, not just for him, but with him.
With Edison. That's ambition right there.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Barnes wasn't just passively wishing for this to happen.
He took action.
He took massive action. He meticulously planned his move to Orange, New Jersey, where Edison's lab was located, got a low-paying job at the lab, not for the money, but for the opportunity to prove himself.
Wow. So he was playing the long game.
And here's the really fascinating part. He even visualized himself as Edison's business partner, holding that image in his mind with absolute conviction.
He envisioned it.
And guess what?
He became Edison's partner.
He did. Talk about the power of manifestation.
That's incredible. But it seems like his success wasn't just about wanting it badly enough. It was about combining that burning desire with strategic action.
Absolutely. Hill argues that a burning desire is essential, but it's only the starting point. You need to fuel that desire with focused action. Barnes didn't just dream. He strategized, he positioned himself, and he relentlessly pursued his goal.
So it's not just about wishing upon a star. It's about channeling that desire into a laser-focused plan.
Exactly. And that brings us to another key element of Hill's secret formula, clarity of vision. Barnes wasn't just vaguely hoping for success. He had a crystal clear picture of what he wanted, a partnership with Edison. And that clarity fueled his every action.
It's like he had a mental roadmap guiding him towards his destination.
Precisely. Hill emphasizes that a burning desire without a clearly defined goal is like a ship without a rudder. You need to know exactly what you're aiming for to chart your course effectively.
Makes total sense. But what about those times when things get tough, when obstacles pop up? Hill addresses this too, right?
He absolutely does. Hill tells the story of James J. Hill, a railroad tycoon who faced multiple rejections when trying to raise capital for his ambitious railroad project. Now, most people would have given up, but not James J. Hill. He saw these setbacks as temporary roadblocks, not reasons to abandon his vision.
He sounds like the kind of person who wouldn't take no for an answer.
That's a great way to put it. He revised his plans, he sought out new investors, and he persistently pursued his goal until he finally achieved it. Hill's story underscores the importance of persistence, especially when faced with challenges.
It's like that famous quote, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts."
Exactly. Hill believed that persistence is the fuel that keeps the engine of success running, even when the road gets bumpy. And this unwavering belief, this refusal to accept defeat, is a recurring theme in all the success stories he shares.
So we've got burning desire, clarity of vision, and persistence. What other pieces of the puzzle should we be looking for?
Well, this next one might seem a bit out there, but it's central to Hill's argument about the power of thought. He shares this anecdote about R.U. Darby, a man who witnessed something truly remarkable. Darby's uncle was this tough, fearless prospector. One day they encounter a young girl who seemed to have a strange power over Darby's uncle. It was as if she was controlling him with her mind, making him completely docile and obedient.
Wait, hold on. Mind control. That sounds a bit like science fiction.
It does sound fantastical, doesn't it? But Hill uses the story to illustrate a profound point. He suggests that this girl unknowingly tapped into a mental power, a force that can shape reality. He's not talking about magic here. He's talking about the potential of our thoughts to influence outcomes, something that the book dives deep into.
Okay, I'm intrigued. It's like he's saying our thoughts are more than just fleeting notions. They actually hold a tangible power.
Exactly. And that brings us to another critical piece of the puzzle. Definiteness of purpose. Hill uses Henry Ford as a prime example of someone who knew exactly what he wanted and went after it relentlessly. There's this great story about Ford demanding that his engineers develop a V8 engine. Now, at the time, his engineers insisted it was impossible, technically unfeasible.
I can just imagine those engineers shaking their heads thinking, this guy's crazy.
But Ford's conviction was unshakable. He didn't accept impossible. He held the vision of a V8 engine in his mind, fueled by unwavering belief. And his engineers, despite their initial skepticism, eventually found a way. Ford's story highlights how definiteness of purpose, paired with persistence, can lead to groundbreaking achievements.
No, it's not enough to just have a vague idea of what you want. You need to define your goals with absolute clarity.
Precisely. Hill argues that a fuzzy target leads to fuzzy results. You need to know exactly what you're aiming for to hit the bullseye.
Okay, so we've got burning desire, clarity of vision, persistence, and definiteness of purpose. These are all powerful concepts, but they seem very internal, focused on mindset. How does action fit into this equation?
That's a great question, and it leads us to another crucial principle, organized planning. Hill stresses that a well-defined goal without a structured plan for its attainment is like a blueprint without a builder. You need to translate your vision into concrete actions.
So it's not enough to just dream big. You need a roadmap to get there.
Precisely. Hill uses the story of a salesman who developed a brilliant bookkeeping system but couldn't figure out how to sell it. He had valuable knowledge but lacked the structure to turn it into tangible success.
He didn't have the roadmap.
Exactly. Hill emphasizes the importance of creating a detailed plan, breaking down your goals into smaller, manageable steps, and then taking consistent action.
It's like building a house. You wouldn't just start throwing bricks together. You'd need a blueprint, a step-by-step guide to ensure that everything comes together properly.
Exactly. And Hill provides specific strategies for organized planning. He encourages readers to write down their goals, visualize them as already achieved, and develop a clear timeline for their attainment.
So it's about turning those dreams into actionable steps, almost like a project plan.
Precisely. And this brings us to another fascinating concept, the mastermind principle. Hill believed that no one achieves great success alone. We all need the support, guidance, and insights of others. He even talks about his own personal invisible counselors.
Invisible counselor. Okay, now I'm really curious.
Hill assembled a mental cabinet of great minds, historical figures like Emerson, Lincoln, and of course, Edison. Each night, he'd engage in imagined conversations with them, seeking their wisdom and guidance. He believed that this practice shaped his thinking and provided a wellspring of inspiration.
So he was tapping into the collective wisdom of these brilliant minds, almost like having a personal board of advisors.
Exactly. And Hill argues that we can all cultivate our own mastermind groups, surrounding ourselves with individuals who inspire us, challenge us, and support our growth.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having a team of cheerleaders and mentors pushing you to reach your full potential.
Precisely. And this leads us to another important principle, specialized knowledge. Hill argues that general knowledge, while important, isn't enough to accumulate wealth. He stresses the need for acquiring expertise in a specific field knowledge that can be directly applied to solve problems or create value.
So it's not just about being a jack of all trades, it's about becoming a master of one.
Exactly. He uses the example of Henry Ford, who, despite having limited formal education, became a master of automobile manufacturing. Ford didn't just dabble. He immersed himself in the intricacies of his chosen field, becoming a leading expert in a rapidly growing industry.
And he surrounded himself with other talented individuals, recognizing that his own knowledge, while vast, could be amplified through collaboration.
Precisely. And Hill emphasizes that acquiring specialized knowledge is an ongoing process. We need to be lifelong learners, constantly seeking out new information, refining our skills, and staying ahead of the curve in our chosen fields.
So it's not a one-and-done deal. It's about continuous improvement and staying relevant in a constantly evolving world.
Exactly. And this brings us back to the power of thought. Hill believed that our thoughts are the architects of our reality. What we consistently focus on, what we believe to be true, ultimately shapes our experiences. He even provides a self-confidence formula, a series of affirmations designed to program the subconscious mind for success.
Okay, tell me more about this self-confidence formula. It sounds intriguing.
This formula emphasizes acknowledging your own abilities, demanding persistent action from yourself, and cultivating unwavering belief in your potential. Hill argues that by repeatedly affirming these statements, we can literally rewire our brains for success.
So it's like giving your mind a pep talk, replacing self-doubt with self-belief.
Precisely. And Hill believed that this practice was essential for overcoming fear, one of the biggest obstacles to success. He outlined 6 basic fears that hold people back: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death.
It's interesting how he connects the crippling fear of the 1929 depression to the concept of mass negative thinking. It's like the collective fear of economic hardship actually contributed to its manifestation.
That's a profound insight. It suggests that our thoughts, both individually and collectively, have the power to shape reality. And this brings us back to Hill's central argument. Thought is a creative force. He believed that we can literally attract the things we deeply desire by aligning our thoughts, emotions, and actions.
It sounds a bit like the law of attraction, the idea that like attracts like, but applied to our thoughts and goals.
Precisely. And this is where Hill's principles of persistence, organized planning, and definiteness of purpose come into play. It's not enough to just dream. We need to create a roadmap for achieving our dreams and then take consistent action, even in the face of setbacks.
So as a holistic approach, integrating the power of thought with strategic planning, unwavering belief, and persistent action.
Exactly. And this leads us to another key element of Hill's formula: imagination. He distinguished between 2 types of imagination, synthetic and creative.
Now, this sounds interesting. Tell me more about these different types of imagination.
Synthetic imagination involves rearranging existing ideas or concepts into new combinations. It's like taking the building blocks of knowledge and constructing something novel. This is crucial for problem solving, innovation, and generating new ideas. Creative imagination, on the other hand, is the ability to tap into a source of inspiration beyond our conscious awareness.
So synthetic imagination is about remixing existing ideas, while creative imagination is about tapping into a deeper wellspring of inspiration.
Precisely. Hill describes creative imagination as a sixth sense, a faculty that allows us to access insights and ideas that wouldn't be available through logical reasoning alone. He believed that this sixth sense is what separates geniuses from ordinary individuals, and he provides compelling examples, like the story of an enchanted kettle.
Okay, an enchanted kettle. You've got to tell me about this.
Hill tells the story of an old country doctor who sold a seemingly ordinary kettle to a young drug clerk for a hefty sum. The kettle itself wasn't magical. What made it enchanted was the secret formula included a recipe for a delicious soft drink.
So the real value wasn't in the kettle, but in the unique idea, the intellectual property that transformed it into a vessel for wealth creation.
Exactly. And the drug clerk recognized the potential of this enchanted idea. He went on to build a successful beverage company, proving that imagination, coupled with strategic action, can transform simple ideas into fortunes.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most valuable assets aren't tangible objects, but rather the intangible ideas that fuel innovation and create value. And Hill provides another compelling example, the story of Dr. Frank Gonzalez, a young preacher with a grand vision. He dreamed of building a new college but lacked the financial resources.
Gonzalez understood the power of thought, of aligning desire with focused intention. He constantly envisioned himself possessing the $1 million needed to fund his dream, holding that image in his mind with unwavering faith.
But he didn't just sit back and wait for a miracle, did he?
Not at all. He took action. He delivered this powerful sermon titled, "What I Would Do If I Had $1 Million." And in his sermon, he just eloquently laid out his vision for the college, captivating his congregation with his passion and conviction.
Sounds pretty moving.
And here's where it gets truly remarkable.
What happened?
A wealthy member of the congregation, inspired by Gonzalez's unwavering belief and compelling vision, provided the necessary funding.
Wow. He manifested his dream into reality.
He did.
That's incredible. It's a testament to the power of aligning thought, action, and faith. Gonzalez didn't just dream. He boldly declared his dream, and the universe responded.
And this brings us to another key principle: organized planning. Hill stresses the importance of having a concrete plan, a blueprint for transforming desire into tangible results. He tells the story of a salesman who, after losing his job during the Depression, was struggling to find new employment.
It sounds like a lot of Hill's examples come from this era, a time when resilience and ingenuity were paramount.
Right. You're right. This salesman had a unique skill. He excelled at creating efficient bookkeeping systems. but he lacked the confidence and the marketing know-how to turn his expertise into a viable business.
So what did he do?
He sought the help of his mother.
His mother.
Yeah. His mother, who, recognizing her son's talent, devised a brilliant plan. They created this detailed presentation showcasing his skills, highlighting the benefits of his bookkeeping system, and targeting businesses that could benefit from his expertise.
So it was a strategic marketing campaign, carefully tailored to showcase the value he could offer potential clients.
Exactly. And it worked. The salesman secured several new clients, turning his specialized knowledge into a thriving business. It's a reminder that even in challenging times, a well-crafted plan combined with targeted action can turn adversity into opportunity.
It's inspiring to think that even amidst the economic turmoil of the Depression, individuals found ways to not just survive, but thrive. It really speaks to the power of these principles.
Absolutely. Hill believed that these principles were universal and timeless, applicable in any era, regardless of external circumstances.
So to recap, we've got burning desire, a clear vision, persistence, the power of thought, definiteness of purpose, organized planning, the mastermind principle, specialized knowledge, imagination. It's quite a lot to take in.
It is a comprehensive framework for success, touching upon various aspects of mindset, strategy, and action.
But is there one principle that Hill considered most important, the cornerstone of his secret formula?
Hill argued that all of these principles are interconnected, working synergistically to create success. However, he did emphasize the paramount importance of faith, faith in ourselves, faith in our abilities, and faith in the power of our dreams. He believed that when we cultivate unwavering faith, we tap into a source of inner strength that can move mountains.
It's interesting how faith ties back to the power of thought. If we truly believe in something, if we have unwavering faith in its possibility, it seems more likely to manifest.
Exactly. And this faith is not about blind optimism or wishful thinking. It's about aligning our thoughts, beliefs, and actions with our desired outcomes. It's about trusting in our ability to overcome challenges and achieve our goals.
So it's a powerful combination of mindset and action, fueled by an unshakable belief in oneself.
Precisely. And that, I believe, is the essence of Hill's secret formula.
Well, this has been an incredible deep dive into the wisdom of Think and Grow Rich. It's a book that offers profound insights into the nature of success, the power of the mind, and the importance of aligning our thoughts with our actions.
It's a timeless philosophy that continues to inspire and empower individuals to achieve success in all areas of their lives.
So as we wrap up our exploration of Think and Grow Rich, I'd like to leave you with a final thought-provoking question. What burning desire will you transform into reality using the principles we've discussed today?
Remember, the power is within you. It's time to unleash it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Think and Grow Rich. Until next time, keep thinking, keep growing, and keep reaching for your dreams.